reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Let's get ready for another month of disc golf action on this week's edition of PDGA Radio. This is for the week of April 29th, 2009. I am your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski. Coming up on this week's program are results from all over the PDGA Tour, including this past weekend's national tour stop in Oklahoma for the Green Country Open. We'll also look ahead at the tour schedule for the month of May, get you your weekly dose of disc golf news, and hear from Billy Crump on his most recent efforts in promoting disc golf with his use of video and DVD productions of disc golf tournaments and other special disc golf events. So again, thanks for joining us here on PDGA Radio. Your complete weekly source for disc golf news and information is coming up next.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. The Professional Disc Golf Association's 2009 National Tour was in Pawhuska, Oklahoma this past weekend for the third stop in the tour with the Green Country Open. It was held on two private courses within the ranch at Taylor Lodge and scheduled for three rounds of 18 holes. However, in the end, it took one extra playoff hole to decide the men's champion. Nate Doss came to play on Saturday, carding a pair of 51s and taking a four-throw lead into Sunday's final round. But some seriously fierce winds led Nate to a 1-over par 55 during that final round, whereas one of his friends from California, Josh Anthon, managed the wind very well, even getting an ace on the uphill hole number 14, eventually ending with a hot round of the day on Sunday at 4-under with a 50 to tie Doss for the lead, forcing the sudden-death playoff, in which Anthon threw first, but the wind kept him wide to the right. Doss then powered his discraft driver through the wind within 20 feet of the pin. Anthon knew he needed the birdie, but blew his long attempt past the pin and missed his par putt coming back, leaving Doss to willingly accept a tap-in par and the title of Open Champion at the first ever Green Country Open. It was Doss's first National Tour win of the year, but look for him again at the top of the leaderboards as the National Tour stops next in his home state of California for the Masters Cup, and the next week it's in Oregon for the Beaver State Fling. The rest of the top five for the men at the Green Country Open was Paul McBeth and Barry Schultz, who tied for third, three throws behind the leaders, and David Feldberg and Miles Seaborn tied for fifth, another two throws behind. Over to the women's division, it was Valerie Jenkins making it 3-for-3 this year. She's now won all of the National Tour events for the women this year. This week did again have some good competition, though, as Des Redding and Liz Lopez were both within striking distance all weekend. Redding eventually finishes in second, five throws back of Jenkins, but one throw ahead of Lopez. The Grandmasters division was won by Daryl Johnson, and the hotly contested Masters division was won in a come-from-behind fashion, with Tim Keith throwing at least four strokes better than the rest of his competitors, ending with an impressive 3-under 51, giving him a two-throw victory over Clint McClellan and Jeff Fiedler. On a nice side note, Courtney Peavy, who was married to Kevin McCoy in a ceremony on the course before the tournament, finished in 7th place for the women. McCoy placed 13th for the men. therefore both cashing, giving themselves a nice little extra wedding present. Congratulations to them both on their big day from PDGA Radio. Elsewhere around the PDGA Tour this past weekend, the pros had an eight-tier in South Carolina for the Dogwood Crosstown Classic. There, Brian Schwebiger beat out the field by three throws over Chris Orrick. Michael Johansson, Jason Light, and Justin Jernigan all tied for third place, but were 10 throws behind Schwebiger. Kristen Weidel won easily in the women's division, and it looks like Larry Leonard beat out Alan Beaver in a playoff to win the Masters division, with Stan McDaniel lurking close behind in third. The 2009 Downriver Open from Spokane, Washington was won by Christian Dietrich. Timmy Gill beat Kayla Visca by 7 to win the Standing Rocks Open in Wisconsin. The Bowling Green Open was won by Alan Shack, who beat out Rocky Russell and Tyler Thorne. Nolan Greider won in Texas, and Mike Randolph won in Colorado at the Grateful Disc Spring Festival. There were lots of other events held this past weekend, way too many to give results for, so please check out the full results page from the PDGA Tour schedule on PDGA.com.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where it's time now to look ahead at the PDGA schedule for this upcoming weekend of May 2nd and 3rd. Where we again have more than 30 sanctioned events listed, including three A-tiers. One is for amateurs only. It's their chance at the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup in Santa Cruz, California. Also, the St. Louis Open is this weekend, looking to draw the top names from across the Midwest. And the other A-tier is in Huntsville, Alabama, for the Alabama Disc Golf Championships. Other events include the Pennsylvania Disc Golf Championships in Hanover, the Spring Fling in San Diego, McCook, Nebraska, they're hosting an event called Bring the Heat, the High Desert Open is in Snowflake, Arizona, and the Janesville Jammer is in Wisconsin. Internationally, there are tournaments scheduled in the United Kingdom, Denmark, the Netherlands, Sweden, and Russia. Check out PDGA.com for the complete schedule, and check back next week here on PDGA Radio for a rundown of the results. PDGA Radio would like to congratulate the online social networking site set up by Terry Calhoun specifically for the disc golfing community. Disc Golfers R Us recently celebrated its 7,000th member to officially join their site. If you haven't been to Disc Golfers R Us yet, they offer a 24/7 chat for disc golfers, a discussion forum, video and photo galleries, a special section for women, along with a page for businesses and others to sell their discs and disc golf merchandise, along with a lot of other new features. And while we're somewhat talking about discussion boards, the PDGA discussion board underwent a makeover earlier this week. According to the PDGA's IT manager, David Gentry, the change includes a move from the old forum software to the vBulletin program that will allow users to eventually have a single login identity for the entire PDGA site, allowing members an increased functionality, including blogs and the ability to upload photos and videos. That's coming in the months ahead. World champion disc golfers Jay and Des Redding were among those on hand Tuesday in Abilene, Texas, to officially assist in launching that city's third disc golf course. Deanna Shake, who spearheaded efforts and helped raise funds for the course project, threw the ceremonial first drive from the Wildcat Disc Golf Course, and that's located on the campus of Abilene Christian University. Shake is an instructor of exercise and health at the university and will serve as the course's first manager. She plans to keep it free and open to the public. Bob Cheatham, Parks Superintendent for the City of Abilene, said there are two more disc golf courses planned for the city, although both are currently unfunded and no construction dates have been set.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where this week's feature interview is with Billy Crump, a man who has been around the sport of disc golf for a number of years, first as a touring pro, and then later when injuries forced him into retirement, he was able to keep his passion for disc golf going by filming and producing disc golf tournaments and staging his own events in an effort to help promote the sport through videos and DVDs.
I have been playing for about 15 years. I actually haven't played for the last four. I've been retired. But the average guy, I actually hated it the first time I went out. I only played nine holes, walked off the course. I'd never thrown a frisbee or anything. And the first time I actually did what I call creating flight, I've been hooked ever since. And I played locally in the North Carolina region for years and years. Traveling some. We had a good group of core guys when I was coming up through the advanced field. We traveled to Florida and Tennessee and some other states together. On a whim, within 10 days, I got a phone call from Brian Sweberger and Brian McCree, who had been planning to go on tour for a couple of years. And they needed a third guy. And for some reason, I was asked. And it changed everything for me. I actually went out, learned how to play golf, got to be tutored by Al Shaak, Dave Greenwell, Ken Climo, Barry Schultz, Selberg. I mean, everybody in the sport worked with me on a daily basis. I played for a living for 4 years and somehow or another survived. And got pretty good. Got close to 20 Open Master wins. And had some problems health-wise. And actually had to pull out of the Worlds in Augusta at the Hippodrome. I was in sixth place at the time. I believe it was the third day. And that's really been my last competitive event. But I had a heart problem and a knee problem. And believe it or not, I've been working with Dr. Mike Gordon. And he's really got me on a new diet. And taking a lot of vitamins, and I feel great. I feel better than I felt in a decade. I have energy now to get into play again. And I plan on coming out of retirement later this year and starting to play some. But I really don't know how much time I'll have to play because what I've done in my retirement is take my passion and focus it into another direction, being marketing the sport, getting into videos, and also covering events and really trying to promote the players and the sport as well as events. And we've made a lot of leeway over the last couple of years, but we still got a long way to go. We've got to create a lot of numbers before we can build that bridge over to television, which is where all of us eventually want to get, I believe.
Now, of course, most people might be most familiar with the Clash DVD productions, where you get some of the world's top pro disc golfers together for a little round of disc golf that you follow with the film crew. But this year you've been doing some work with the PDGA for their front page. Let's start with talking about that. You were down in Atlanta for the Atlanta Open, and I also hear you have plans on doing a couple other events this year.
Yeah, we did what we've called, we've come up with a lot of field coverage. We've tried a lot of stuff, and, you know, to me, you just don't get a lot out of a 10-minute video for what's going on. So I've had the fortune to work with Terry Roddy and go in and watch CBS at some golf events and see how they do it. I'm just trying to build a super small, inexpensive version of what they do. And, you know, we're so pleased with what we've come up with. It's real time, but the pace is not super slow, but yet we don't speed through it. And it seems to be catching on. Our Atlanta, which is a national tour, and we paired up with the front page of the PDGA, was the third one we did. We'd also done the U.S. Doubles in Tupelo Bay. And I believe that Atlanta was the best one we had done to date, and I am very confident that Minnesota will be much better than Atlanta, because we've been planning and working with Jimmy Gill, who used to own Disc TV, and we're going to have some use of his archive footage. So we're going to be able to do a better production of this event than we have in the past.
So you'll be at the Minnesota Majestic in June, doing a whole new video series with that tournament?
We're going to be up there covering that on the live field, and we're also, while we're up there, it looks like we may be shooting a Clash. We've got four Clashes. Our fourth Clash, Cliff Stevens, will be coming out in the next 30 days, and we've got four behind that one already shot and in the can and being produced, and we're looking to shoot two or three more this year. And if things continue to go well, then, you know, hopefully we'll be able to just continue shooting them and take these great players and put them in an unbelievable fun setting where they sort of cut up a little bit. We get really in the group and personal with them. But you can see in any of the events that we've created on the Clash series, the competitive nature flows to the top every time, and it's fun to watch for me and fun to be a part of.
Certainly is a great chance to see some of the world's best disc golfers kind of on a more personal level beyond just reading their name or seeing them throw a disc out there in a, you know, a hole.
Yeah, and they're
course.
Really starting to relax and open up more and be themselves on the camera, which is really coming across. We call that gold. We'd rather get them talking and cutting up than we would get them throwing a great shot, to be honest with you, because it does show their personality, and they're just normal guys. Every one of them is a great guy. I lived with them on the road for 4 years and got to know them all. So, you know, putting their name and their image out there and hopefully helping them acquire some sponsorship in the future really is one of the biggest drives of that project.
So you've got four down and available for sale, the fifth one coming up for, I guess...
We've got three down right now, Steve, and the fourth one, which is Cliff Stevens, Kenny Climo's home course, is coming out mid-May. And then the one behind that, I can say, is going to be Hornet's Nest, and that was a very long day. That was worst shot double. And a very long shoot, a very quiet ride home, but we got a lot of great stuff. And I think people not only want to see these guys throw good shots, I think they want to see them throw bad shots and how they deal with it. And we certainly got a lot of that at Hornet's Nest on worst shot double.
All right, where can we find out more about the Clash DVD series? What's the website?
Well, you can go to ClashDVD.com. We've got a lot of different stuff going there. We just started a blog, hoping we can get some feedback. Always looking for feedback from everybody. And I usually listen and try to respond if I can. And, you know, we're just hoping to maybe move up one rung in this big, long ladder of stuff we're trying to do to get us over to television and to get some unbelievable outside-the-sport sponsorship involved in the sport.
All right, it's Billy Crump. Best of luck to you. We'll see you around this summer, I'm sure.
Awesome. Hopefully we can do some work together, Steve. Thanks for the call, and you're doing a great job of listening every week.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at PDGA Radio at PDGA.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.